Unbroken Nation, what is up, my friends? I'm very excited to be back with you with my amazing friend and speaker at Unbroken Con, Lindsay Mitchell. Lindsay, what's up, my friend? How are things?
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Doing well. Things are getting colder here in Austin, so it's a fun time of year to hunker down and process some trauma.
If you didn't know, winter is trauma season. As we head into Unbroken Con, you know, people had asked me recently, like, why did you choose to do this in December, right after Thanksgiving, right before Christmas? I was like, oh, it only makes sense. This is the time where we as community, we need the most support. We need the most advice, the most coaching, the most leadership. And I invited you to come and be a speaker. I'm so happy that you said yes, because not only our conversation that we've had on a podcast mutually before in the past, but just watching what you've done, built, and create to help people really be able to get into that healing phase. Like, I think about healers in the world, and you are absolutely one of them. And I know you're going to be talking about unlocking the superpowers of your lost inner child. And what does that mean? Like, what can people expect from you when we get into Unbroken Con this December 13th?
Yeah. So what I am going, kind of the lens that I'm going to bring to the conference is how the nervous system is impacted through experiences of your life that have been really traumatic, you know, childhood experiences. So we have these different points in our lives where we memorize information. And when we are experiencing traumas, so either big T, like abuse and other traumatic situations, or little T traumas, kind of buildup of traumas, we memorize that in our bodies, right? And that's how and why we're 30 plus years old and we're like, why am I dealing with this trauma response from what I experienced as a child? So basically what I'm going to do is kind of walk people through this process of what happens to our bodies and our brains and our nervous systems when we have experienced traumatic events in our lives, and how those traumatic events get memorized, and then how they show up. So it's more of understanding the nervous system's role in trauma and how we memorize it, and then taking some steps to create more resilience. And so that, to me, is always our superpower, is how we can connect with our sense of resiliency. And it's this process of kind of understanding how our nervous systems are impacted by trauma, and then what we can do to shift and change how our nervous system responds in order to feel better and to make feeling good a habit again, and to do the things we want to with our lives. So it's really going to be that process of connecting with our natural resilience.
We'll be right back to today's show. But first, I need to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling like you don't have the support to go to the next level in your healing journey? Are you feeling like you wish you had a little bit more support from not only myself, but the Unbroken Nation? Well, my friend, I want to invite you to come and join our live weekly coaching sessions in Think Unbroken. All you have to do is go to Keys, K-E-Y-S, keys.thinkunbroken.com to sign up and join us today with 100% money back, no questions asked, guaranteed, and no contract or commitment. Every week for the next year, you can come and be a part of our live coaching sessions each Monday as we dive deep into not only answering your questions, but questions from the Unbroken Nation, and help you take all of the information that you learn in the podcast, in the courses, and other areas of this journey, bring them into your life, and use it in a way that is practical, life-changing, and transformative. So my friend, join us at keys.thinkunbroken.com, and we will see you this Monday. Yeah, I love that. And I'll say, in my own journey, so much of the healing came really in healing my body, right? Figuring out, why was I sick all the time? Why was I dealing with this? Why was I dealing with that? And then really getting into the somatic responses that we have, and then recognizing, like, man, there are these like incredible science-backed neuroplasticity techniques that we can use, that we can apply. And I know that's a big part of what you're going to be teaching us, and that what we'll be diving into. But for people who are listening and they're like, man, I've been dealing with this for my whole life, I really don't think you guys can help me. I mean, I'll come and I'll join Unbroken Con, I'll watch, but like, how is this going to actually benefit me? And I'm like, there's so much to this. And I know that we don't have enough time to get in it to today, but I believe, and I'm wondering if you do as well, but I believe that you can heal your body.
Absolutely. I know that. And I've seen it time and time again. And I think what happens is when we're dealing with really chronic symptoms, like that's my specialty. I work with people who've been in chronic pain, have chronic anxiety, chronic fatigue, dizziness, these types of very physical symptoms. And we so easily can get caught up with the very physical nature of our symptoms and that physical body component, which, okay, yeah, our physical body is impacted, right? I'm feeling that physical symptom. But then we dive deeper into the root cause. And oftentimes your holistic practitioner will be like, oh, the root cause, it's inflammation, right? And so we weed out inflammatory foods, or we kind of take this process of decreasing inflammation in our lives. But where I go is, why are you inflamed? Why the inflammation? So I take it that one step deeper. And a lot of times it's a result of our brains and bodies being in this hypervigilant, hyperreactionary state as a result of traumatic events in our lives and how our bodies memorize trauma. So it's not a bad thing. It's a protective mechanism. But what happens is, if you're living in this response day in and day out, your body is responding like there's danger present, like there's a tiger in the room about ready to attack. So if you are someone who has felt like they've seen every practitioner and done all the modalities and they feel pretty hopeless at this point, we dive that much deeper to figure out why your body's responding in that inflammation. And then something that I love to do in my business and with clients is decrease that stress response with really practical, tangible tools you can start to use in your day-to-day life to signal a new reality, a new signal of safety, breaking away from that well-patterned stress response. And I'm not just talking about emotional, psychological stress. I'm talking about physiological stress and how that's being communicated to your body, which is why the inflammation, the pain, the physical symptoms show up. So once we learn to break that pattern, then we can start to see a shift to those physical symptoms. So that's what I'll be walking through. I'll give you some very practical tools you can start using to start shifting out of that stress response.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. And if you haven't registered, go to unbrokencon.com, UnbrokenCon.com. It's absolutely $0 to watch live and free December 13th through the 16th. We have other incredible speakers as well. And one of the things I was thinking about as you were talking is there's so many tools and modalities that I know that you have in your pocket. There's 0% chance way that, at least in my opinion, and this is in my own learning style, like if I sat and watched you for an hour, 45 minutes, 2 hours, whatever it is, I know I'm going to come back. I know I need more. I know I need to learn this and rewatch it and reabsorb it. And that's why we created the VIP option as well, so people can keep those recordings for life if they choose. And it's only $47. It's massively affordable, because I know when I had the podcast with you, I listened to our show like 3 times. I was like, oh my God, my brain is melting right now. And so we want to make sure that it is accessible for people who want to keep those recordings forever. But it's also absolutely $0 to watch live with us for free, because I believe in education over everything. Lindsay, I'm curious, you know, thinking about, people ask me all the time, they're like, what do you think is the number one thing that has helped you heal in your life? And for me, it's education. And I will say, arguably above anything, if you look at my library, there's like 400 books over here. I think to myself, education, education, education. What role do you think that education and learning plays in this healing journey? And why do you think that it's important for people to show up to events like this to change their lives? Hey, what's up, Unbroken Nation? We'll be right back to today's episode, but I want to take a moment and invite you to Think Unbroken Conference. That's right. Our next conference is happening right around the corner this December with amazing speakers from around the world who are leaders in personal development, trauma education, mindset, and more. All you have to do to register to watch for free, that's right, $0, come and join us, is go to myunbrokenlife.com, register and sign up. You can get access to the free event, watch live with us this December. It'll be myself speaking along with amazing human beings like Anthony Trucks, Jamie Bronstein, Leslie Logan, and a special interview that I'm doing with Dr. Gabor Mate that has never before been released. So come and join us, myunbrokenlife.com. All you have to do is put in your email. We'll send you over the registration. You'll be able to come and join us, watch live. And then if you want access to the recordings or more information there for you to keep them forever. But in the meantime, go sign up. Block it off on your calendar. This is going to be a transformational experience that you do not want to miss. Head over to myunbrokenlife.com to register for free. Until next time, be unbroken.
I think we are in this new paradigm shift when it comes to healing. And instead of kind of placing such high value on practitioners, doctors, these other healers, we have outsourced our healing for a very long time. And I think this paradigm shift, I think we're at the beginning of it, but I think it's continuing to happen. And we're kind of diving into this new shift of what healing can look like. And I love it because it's putting you into the driver's seat of your own healing, which is why we're on Instagram, we're on social platforms, we're on podcasts, we're seeking information. And this is a great thing because it allows us to educate ourselves on who we are. We know ourselves better than anyone else, than any practitioner or any doctor knows you. And so I think educating ourselves on these different topics is key, but then you integrate it, right? You apply it to your life and you integrate it into your own healing. And we have this capacity for more healing, more tools, more application. And I think it's such a beautiful time that we have all of these really accessible modalities to us just at our fingertips with, you know, podcasts and books and all of the things that we have access to. So ultimately, I'm such a fan because it puts you in the driver's seat of your own healing. And that's major. When we feel empowered to be that catalyst for change in our own healing journey, everything changes, right? And then we feel more motivated in our lives and we can achieve the goals we want to and we feel better. And all of these things cascade as a result of creating the habit of educating yourself.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And I think about, you know, so much of what Think Unbroken is, it's about empowering people with the tools to be the hero of their own story. You know, I think going through my own health journey, having faced many, many opportunities to like see the light, for lack of a better way to phrase it, it was like when I took my health under my own control, everything became different, but I needed people like you, Lindsay. I needed people like Anthony Trucks and like Jamie Bronstein and all these other incredible speakers who are going to be at the event, because it dawned on me, I was like, I don't know anything. And if I can go and learn from the people who know the thing, maybe my life can be different. Do you think that's played true in your life as well, where like you've been able to learn from mentors and learn from people who have guided you and that's helped impact your life?
Yeah, and I think everyone who is doing this and everyone who is speaking at this event, we've all gone through our own healing journey. You know, I was diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease and I am a medical practitioner. So having come from that background, I was like, oh, I know exactly the route to go down. But I came up against many hurdles and I wasn't seeing improvements and I had to deviate. And I think that's what a lot of us who are speaking, a lot of the audience who are showing up, we're sort of these rebels in, you know, the game of life and in the healing journey. And we're like, we want all the information and we want to figure out what works for us. And that's really incredible. So that's what I did in my own healing journey. In the process of that, you know, healing from a lot of childhood traumas and abuse, and, you know, healing my physical body, recovering from Lyme disease. So there's a lot that I had to do and overcome in order to get to where I am today. And it's a beautiful part of the human experience, but I couldn't do it without all of the resources. So when I went through my journey with Lyme, I was Googling, researching, you know, taking as many online courses as I could to just figure out what was going on. And that's how I ended up learning about the brain and the nervous system and the role that that had in a chronic illness. And that was the game changer for my healing. So I absolutely, you know, owe my healing and ultimately making a full recovery from Lyme disease to so many of the resources that I use, you know, Dr. Norman Deutsch, Joe Dispenza, Candace Pert, all these incredible people who have so much information to share. And then I took that information and applied it to my life. And that's exactly what, you know, the audience coming to this conference will be doing. So I am so excited to see that happen.
Yeah, same. And I just, the list goes on and on and on. All of the amazing human beings who have spoken into my life, who have helped me transform, who have helped me do now the thing that I am doing and we are doing together for thousands and thousands of people around the world. Again, guys, if you have not registered, go to unbrokencon.com. It's absolutely free to watch and live on December 13th. Lindsay, my friend, I'm incredibly, incredibly excited to have you there. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I look forward to seeing you there. And until next time, my friends, be unbroken. We'll see you at UnbrokenCon. Hey, Unbroken Nation. We'll be right back to the show, but I wanted to let you know that you can grab a copy of my first book, Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma, for free. If you go to book.thinkunbroken.com, you can download the PDF ebook version of the book and get everything that I know about the baseline of healing trauma for free, downloaded to your email right now. Just go to book.thinkunbroken.com to download your copy of Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma for a PDF for your phone. Again, that is book.thinkunbroken.com. Thank you so much for listening to Think Unbroken. Please share this episode with someone who could use it and help us move forward in our mission of ending generational trauma in our lifetime. And if you would, please take 5 seconds to pop on iTunes or Spotify, hit that 5-star, leave a review, and you can also reach out to us on social at Michael Unbroken or at Think Unbroken. And of course, you can check out our YouTube channel at Think Unbroken. Thank you for being a part of Unbroken Nation, my friends, and until next time, be unbroken.